Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's give some front page news. Now, just a quick update. We reported that Delta was all over the place yesterday. They are getting it together.
They're saying there's more flights canceled.
They said they're still having glitches yesterday, but they are getting it together. So hopefully by today, Delta should be cool and clear. I got a flight this weekend. I'm actually heading out to Houston Friday and then Saturday, San Francisco. They're saying that they should be good by the end of the week.
Now, who the hell's hacking all these systems? Because they did the same thing to Southwest a couple months ago. This is not a coincidence, people.
Nobody knows. Now, let's talk about this woman accidentally killed by a cop. What happened, Yee?
Well, what happened was it was a Citizens Academy, which is a free 8-session course. It's interactive classes. It teaches the role of responsibility of the various city departments and services that they provide to the community. And a woman was accidentally shot several times by a police officer. That's because it was a role play scenario, and it was supposed to be blank rounds. Instead, it was live ammunition.
Jesus Christ.
So it was definitely, I don't know who messed that up.
Really?
But yes, the victim was transported to the hospital and she was later pronounced dead.
So whose family is going to get all that money? I hope she was married or something. Somebody's going to get a whole bunch of money for that situation.
Yeah, that is crazy. Now, what else happened in front page news, Yee?
Well, gunfire also broke out during a demonstration that happened in Ferguson, Missouri. It was the second anniversary of Michael Brown's death, and it was a peaceful gathering yesterday, but then apparently a car sped through a group of protesters, and that's when, as the car drove away, shots were fired. A lady came down and hit a protester, and they said she knocked the shoes off of his feet. The man was badly injured, and he was put into a private car. He was taken to a hospital.
Wow.
That's still Darren Wilson's fault. I blame all that on Darren Wilson, because there wouldn't be no protest going on if he hadn't did what he did to Mike Brown. So you still have to have the point to blame at somebody. So it's all on Darren Wilson still.
Now, also in an Olympic update, Serena Williams lost in the third round. And Michael Phelps, he killed it. He won his 21st gold medal. So congratulations to Michael Phelps. Did he tie the most medals of all time? Did he tie it?
He
beat that. He didn't beat that. Okay. All right. And that's front page news. Now, tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us right now. Maybe somebody pissed you off. Maybe you had a bad morning or a bad night last night. Whatever it may be, 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent. Phone lines are wide open. Call us up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Hey yo, good morning. This is the Mad Rap. I'ma tell you why I'm back. I'm mad because I hung out in the club last night and there was too many good girls in there. Yo, for real, we don't need none of y'all good girls in the club. We need loose girls, we need drunk girls, we need sloppy girls. We need girls that's just gonna call away. We don't need none of y'all nice girls in there. Go home. Go away. Talk about it. And tell me why you mad. Breakfast Club, for real.
Hi, this is Leslie in Boston.
Hey, Leslie, tell them why you mad.
I'm upset because I woke up at like midnight with this crazy sore throat, so I took myself to the emergency room, waited in the lobby for like an hour and a half because the security guard told me that they were packed in there, and so I had to wait. Come to find out, an hour and a half later, I went back and spoke to another nurse. I'm like, what's going on in there? How come I can't get in to get triaged at least? He's like, oh, we're wide open. Come on in.
Yeah, you should have went
just
to the
finally
desk.
Going home.
You shouldn't have asked the security guard. You
no, but
went to the
it was locked.
In.
I couldn't even get by there.
So this like, isn't your normal get voice right now.
Yeah, well, this is not my normal voice at all. It's, like, inflamed or whatever, but it wouldn't have even been this bad if I had, like, at least had a few hours of sleep.
Hey, I know something that can help your throat, Ma.
What?
You don't want to know.
Please, Charlamagne.
I hope you feel better. We're glad you got your medication.
And let me tell people out there, I don't care where you live. If you live in the hood, if you live in the projects, if you can make it, if you got a car and you can make it to a nicer area, you can go to their hospital. They have to see you. So it's not like you have to be stuck in the hood and you got to wait 2-3 hours. No.
Yeah, it's not like a school where you got to go to the hospital in your jurisdiction.
Nah, you can go to any hospital at all. So if you can drive to a nicer area, you can drive to that nicer area and they will see you immediately.
But
they
I guess
have
when you're sick,
you
don't want to just drive all out the way.
But it beats to staying in the hospital lobby, like she said, or the waiting room for 3-4 hours because you
That's
can just
true.
Go right. And most of those hospitals in the nice areas, the longest you have to wait is maybe 10, 15 minutes.
Yeah, I'm not going to say 10, 15
It's a whole different world where I live now. It's just 10 minutes. I'm in and out. When I was in Queens, you're going to be there about 2 hours.
Damn, I hope Dan Rather ain't dead, man. He started trending. Whenever I think old people trending, I think they dead.
Hello, who's this?
This is Melody from the Boogie Down.
Boogie Down. Tell them how you mad.
I'm mad because on my birthday, July 25th, I was in my house throwing away like these bags of everything because my cat contracted fleas from the vet.
No, I didn't know cats can get fleas.
What? And they don't even go with hair.
And like you got a boyfriend, that's why you own a cat.
Look, you and I had a something going on in the Bahamas, so don't even go there.
Uh-oh.
Wow. Me and you?
Uh-oh.
Remember
okay.
how you begged me?
Begging for what?
You gonna sit here and tell this lie? What's up with everybody lying today? Go ahead.
I'm not lying to you.
What he begged
I believe
for?
You.
What he begged you for?
I haven't been to the Bahamas in years.
Yes, it's been years. It's
what did we do?
Years. Remember, you was asking me, please, 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 and I was saying no because I'm on something. You was like, please, please, please.
What?
First of all, you know how I know you lying? Because the period don't stop nothing but a sentence for me. Okay.
Yeah, but it didn't stop nothing.
Oh.
So we had sex? Come on, now we grown. We had sex.
Yes, we did.
Really?
During this period?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Okay, interesting. Okay.
How long ago was this? What year was this?
How much you weigh?
You can see my picture on Instagram. I'm very good looking. Stop
my Instagram what? Down, but take her Instagram. Let me
What's
see if
Instagram?
I had sex with this woman.
Mellow Diva.
I want to say you lying, but I used to drink heavily.
I'm
so.
Not lying.
I don't
I'm
believe you.
Oh, you got, the, you got with the bushy hair?
Let me see what she look like.
Well, ma'am, I wouldn't go around bragging about it.
Let me see what she look like.
I'm not bragging.
I'm just saying.
You trying to play me.
All right, thank
I
you.
Wouldn't tell
I ain't
anybody
never
else.
Seen this
I don't
woman
know about
in my
that
life. Mellow Diva, stop it.
I seen your hit list, Charlamagne. I don't know about
you
this
know
one,
this
bro.
Ain't even me right here. If I'm going to take a risk, it ain't going
to be. She a little earthy. Don't look like she used soap or deodorant.
Stop it. Don't do that to her now. I like earthy women, but no. I haven't been to the Bahamas in years. Like, stop it.
This is what you into, Charlamagne.
I only been to the Bahamas like once.
Tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, call us right now. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
That was Rihanna Needed Me. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club.
Yep.
Now, yesterday I was out and about. I hung out with two young artists that are coming out and that are putting out fire on the streets. I hung out with A Boogie with the hoodie.
I saw A Boogie performing at the Drake Future concert.
Yeah, A Boogie should have did one song at that concert.
He got about four songs rocking in the club.
Boy, they wasn't rocking in the goddamn Madison Square Garden.
Really, he got about four songs rocking. He's from the Bronx. He just signed with Atlantic Records. He's excited about that. So I seen A Boogie with the hoodie.
So hold on. Who's the girl that's popping? Young M.A.
Young M.A. I seen her last night. I was hanging out with her last night, too.
I get Young M.A. and A Boogie confused.
Well, Young M.A. is a female, but she does like females.
And Young M.A.'s from Brooklyn.
She's proud to say that she loves females. She's from Brooklyn. And she got two big records that's out right now that's... It's just fire everywhere. So I hung out with both those individuals last night. Young M.A. is, she's not signed.
She really Young M.A.'s on Duck Down.
No, she's not.
Really?
Mm-mm. But she, they both got records that are moving in the city. And just kicking it with them and seeing their frame. One is 20, one is 23 years old.
That's good. I mean, listen, man, for everybody that likes to scream that New York music ain't popping, New York music is still popping. It's just transitioned. It's not the 90s sound that you're used to.
Right.
That's all. It just ain't Dipset. It's not Wu-Tang. It's not the Lox. It's just evolved into something else.
Right.
And that sound's suffering, but it's okay because the South is running things right now.
And speaking of the South, DJ Drama will be joining us next hour.
Speaking of Philly, DJ Drama will be joining us.
Well, I said the South. Wherever you want to say he's from. Some people say he's from Atlanta. Some people say he's from Philly. He's from both.
He's from Philly. He reps both, though.
He's from both. So he'll be joining us this morning. Of course, he's on the tour with Wiz Khalifa and Snoop Dogg. So we'll kick it with him and see what's going on with him. But yeah, we got rumors coming up.
Yes, we told you yesterday about The Rock talking about candy asses on the set of Fast and Furious 8. Well, now we know who he was referring to. Also, we'll talk about Derrick Rose. Now, the unnamed woman has filed a federal civil suit against him and his friends, saying that they drugged her. Well, we have some explicit details of her allegations.
All right, we'll get into all that when we come back. Don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip.
Gossip.
The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, the woman who is accusing Derrick Rose and two of his friends of gang-raping her has described in detail in newly filed court documents. Now, I'll tell you both sides of the story. Now, this woman, she's unnamed. She has filed a $21 million federal civil suit against Derrick Rose and his friends because she said that they drugged her and then took turns raping her. That happened back in 2013, according to her. Now, he has said on his behalf that she is basically an ex and that she performed consensual oral sex on him at her house. And when he arrived at her apartment, they had consensual sex, and she never said to stop. And he also said that she used a vibrator during their relations. He said he never roofied her, never gave her any drugs, never put anything in her drink. None of this happened, and that she was just upset because she wanted to be reimbursed for some money for some sex toys, and he stopped answering her text messages. Now, she says that he was standing at, Derek Rose was standing right at the edge of her bed and was dragging her to the edge of the bed and pulling his pants down. She was trying to get off the bed, and she remembers him penetrating her. She also said that when she woke up, she started vomiting, and that one of the NBA star's friends was right in between her legs when she woke up.
You can remember all that when you're drugged?
Well, you can remember things in bits and pieces and probably can't move and stop anything from happening. If you don't have use of your, you know, hands, arms, you just can see what's happening. That's the same thing that's happened to a lot of people. If you get roofied, you pass in and out.
But they could tell if she was roofied, right? If there was some foreign subject in her body, though, right? Is that true?
Yeah, I don't know if they tested her right after or how it happened.
Because how does that work? Because if there's no way of telling, like, is one word versus the other word, you know?
That's all it is in a rape case, unless you can prove it with DNA and stuff like that.
Now, Derrick Rose wants this entire suit to be thrown out, and he wants the woman to not get a dime. So it's just basically right now we don't know what happened. Right. It's her word against his.
And that's the problem with most rape cases, because when it comes to guys, we are guilty until we prove ourselves innocent. And even when we are innocent, we're still guilty in the eyes of many.
Now, we told you about Fast and Furious 8 and the filming and how The Rock went to social media and said there were some candy asses on set. And he said some of the men were stand-up men and true professionals, others weren't. He also said they were too chicken-ish to do anything about it anyway. Well, it has been revealed who he was talking about.
Tyrese.
At first, people thought it was Tyrese.
I thought it was Tyrese.
But Tyrese went on his Instagram and he said, "Why are you guys so impressionable? A man wouldn't be singing from his heart and soul to another man's little angel if he had a problem with her dad." And he posted a video of The Rock singing to his daughter.
That is not true. Tommy love all ghost kids on Power, but he want to kill ghosts.
That's not real.
That was Tyrese saying it's not him. He also said, "As a cast, we are all married through thick and thin. That's the Fast family. Enjoy your evening, beautiful people. I know I will." Now, allegedly, the staff was upset. The cast was upset because it was too much drama. It's a week left of filming.
Right.
Everybody wants to know, who was he talking about? Well, according to production sources, they're saying that The Rock has been butting heads with Vin Diesel during production because Vin Diesel is a producer and has made decisions that don't sit well with The Rock. So apparently they had a meeting on set yesterday because tensions were so high, it was almost impossible to keep filming. So they had to squash everything.
The Rock will wash Vin Diesel in a fist fight.
Absolutely.
All right, and here's some spoilers for the new season of Empire. If you're interested in hearing, Taraji P. Henson was on a panel at the Television Critics Association Summit Tour, along with the executive producer and the showrunner. And she talks about Taye Diggs joining the show. When asked if it was a romantic situation between Taye Diggs and Cookie, she said, "It starts out as, you know, he certainly would like to be basically involved romantically with Cookie, and it won't be easy. He's going to have to work for it, and Cookie is going to try to leave Terrence Howard's character, Lucius Lyon. So if he plays his cards right, he may end up being her new boo." There's also talks of an Empire spinoff show. There's a good chance they're saying there will be a spinoff with some of these characters. And, of course, they talk about Mariah joining the cast in a guest starring role. They said, Taraji said she was great. She's fabulous. I wish I could wear a leotard like that. So for all of you Empire fans, that show is returning September 21st on Fox.
What happened to Tyrese being on Empire? Didn't they announce he was going to be on Empire season 2?
I think he was
And he was like,
trying,
"I'm coming to get my cookie back," or whatever.
I think he was gunning
putting
for
it in
that.
The air? Was he just putting that in the air?
But I don't know. I guess it didn't work out. All right, and that is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. Now, when we come back, DJ Drama will be joining us.
Never heard of him.
Really?
No, I'm just playing.
No. Well, DJ Drama will be joining us. We'll kick it with DJ Drama.
Are y'all going to make nice today?
Me and Drama's good.
Okay, because last time y'all was on y'all little light skin, you know, light pigmented petty stuff.
Nah. You guys had okay. Long after that.
Me and Drama's cool. I mean, I do got to ask him about this line right here in the Drake song.
"I need it all right now. Last year I had drama, girl. Not right now."
Was he talking about Drama's actual girl, or is it just some?
I mean, Drake smashed Summer. That was Drama's old girl. That was a nice little jab.
So we'll see. We'll talk to him about that when we come back. All right, keep it locked. Drama will be in the building. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Rihanna with "Work." Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
Is he really special? Because last time he was here, if I remember, y'all had a little tension. Gosh. A little waffle-colored wall was brewing.
You know, that's how waffle color started.
But no,
that was where it originated.
DJ Drama is here. And yes, they get along. I saw MV tweets you. You tweet him back. You guys show each other love. so glad that was
y'all, how long ago was that interview, though?
You been here since then?
They butted up right away.
We did Birmingham together.
Yeah.
When y'all went to down.
Okay.
That was the last time.
Got you.
But, you know, I guess, like, the interview, like, resurfaced.
It rebated.
You know, and then it came out, and people, you know, I got stopped by the cops yesterday, right?
Yeah.
My tour bus got pulled over on the side of the road. First thing the cop said, yo, what's up with you and Envy?
And you know, Envy's an informant.
Yeah, so Envy got the cops in his pocket.
Nah, I told him, nah, me and Envy good. That's my guy.
But everybody keeps asking me. I'm like, yo, that was double.
Yeah. Interviews are like herpes. And what we fail to realize is just because it came out 3 years ago, somebody might really have just saw it last week.
Yeah. I mean,
plus, I always feel like y'all attention could always jump off again at any point.
Man, stop it.
Oh,
man. Drama
didn't tweet this out for me. I'm not messing with him.
Nah,
and
man,
then drama
can
say the same thing.
It made for a great interview, though. I can't front.
It was funny.
Now, you kind of reinvented yourself as an executive more so than a mixtape DJ nowadays.
Right.
Was that by design?
By design, by some sort, because, I mean, me and Envy could probably agree to, like, mixtape DJs are kind of somewhat irrelevant in 2016. You know what I mean? It's just
like... Envy been irrelevant, but you had a
watch
nice...
Watch your mouth.
You had a nice mouth.
That Gangsta Grills brand holds weight, though. Yeah, people still want that DJ drama, Gangsta Grills mixtape.
They do. I mean, and that's a compliment and an ode to, you know, the success of the brand and everything.
It's never been a bigger brand in mixtapes. Own it, Drum.
Okay. I'll take that.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll take that. I mean, a lot of artists have come through that. Yeah. I will agree. He's done great things for my career. But, you know, at the same time, you know, it's a new generation. And, you know, with iTunes and Spotify and just various platforms, like, artists don't necessarily come to a DJ to, you know, make a mixtape. So, you know, I mean, I've been venturing out in various things for years. So, you know, the opportunity to become an executive and sign artists and everything. I just think it's a natural progression.
You can't even tell the difference no more because there ain't no mixing on them. They're not on tapes.
Right.
They just sound like albums.
Right.
No DJs on them anymore. Like, what's a mixtape?
It's a street album now. You know, I mean, and now you can go sell it on iTunes and still do the same thing. I think it's great. I mean, for real, if you look at it, I think we can all agree that mixtapes are probably bigger business than it ever was. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, and the money is humongous and so forth. So
you don't have to go to jail for them anymore.
Nah, not at
it's
all.
It's just different issues now with the clearances and everything.
Yeah, I mean,
it can't be like
definitely you got to get it clear. You know, but I mean, even producers and various artists understand. You know, look, this is a mixtape. You know, this is, you know, we get paid. People get paid on royalties and on the back end and so forth. So you're able to still, you know, kind of put it out at a fast rate.
Isn't it interesting how things come full circle, though? Because I remember it was a point in time when people used to get mad that you didn't rep Philly. Now you got an artist from Philly.
Right. Well, you know, I feel like I always rep Philly. It's a tough city.
But it's like you don't do enough for Philly. You had Atlanta booming.
Right.
That's all.
Right. Yeah. It feels great that, you know, I have an artist that is from Philly and everything, and he's doing the things that he's doing.
Lil Uzi Vert.
Yeah, shout out to Lil Uzi.
I heard he doesn't write, though. Somebody sent me some reference tracks.
Well, you got to break down that story, because your name was thrown all over the place. I know you explained it a zillion one time, but you got to explain it one last time here. So what happened with the reference tracks, Drake and Meek?
There's so many more stories now.
I want to know how your relationships are after that. Are you good with Dream Chasers?
Yes.
You good with OVO?
I haven't talked to Drake.
So, what's your relationship like with Quentin Miller now? Because he was your guy.
He's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You still...
I got a record with him on the album called... it's called Audible.
You know he's not an artist, though.
What you mean?
Like, as far as, like, being out in front of the camera. Now, he can't rap, but he just... It's just... You know, it's certain other qualities that people have to really be a great artist.
Mm-hmm. Mind you, he said this about Kendrick Lamar.
I never said that about Kendrick. I didn't
definitely
say that
said
about Kendrick.
Kendrick Lamar wasn't a star.
I said Kendrick don't look like a star, which he still doesn't,
by the way. He's a star.
What does a star look like these days, though?
That's true, too.
Yeah, I think
that's true.
There's no real look.
All of those guys still have a quality, though. You know that. They all have a certain je ne sais quoi.
Little Uzi looks like a star, right?
Absolutely, without question.
Okay.
It's a certain thing. I don't think Quentin has that quite yet.
But that's something anybody could develop if they wanted
to.
Anybody.
He's got
to
be up here for more than just being...
I told him he should come up here.
But he got
to
be...
He did another interview, and I was like, you could have went to the Breakfast Club for all that.
But you don't want to just be up here for being somebody's alleged ghostwriter.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you want to establish some things on your own first, because then the whole interview is about a whole other person.
Right. Makes sense.
Do you have to personally like an artist to sign them nowadays?
Personally like them, their music?
Yeah.
Yes. I do.
Or else how do you believe in it and push
definitely.
It to
there's
people?
A lot of things that these kids are into that we may not be into just
because
we're older.
But liking it and, like, riding to it 24/7 or listening to it, that's two totally different things.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? So liking it and understanding it and respecting it for what it does for a certain fan base or a certain audience, I have an understanding of. So
absolutely,
it might not be, you know, what I ride. Like, I don't know. I don't want to, like, a old Hove album per se. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, the one thing, even watching Uzi, like, you know, the kids and the youth love him. Like,
absolutely.
People, a lot of people in the industry got put on the Uzi because of their kids. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I think in the business that we're in, you have to respect that. Like, you got to respect that hip hop is a young man's game in a lot of ways. And everything that I may have came up on or something that I might not off top understand per se doesn't mean that, you know, it's not something that I don't see for where it's going or what it is.
All right, keep it locked. We got more with DJ Drama. And when we come back, we have to ask about this Drake line right here.
I need it all right now. Last year I had drama, girl, not right now.
So keep it locked, more with Drama. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
That was Say It, Tory Lanez. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. DJ Drama is in the building.
Envy brought something to my attention last week that I never had paid attention to until I heard it.
That I heard. And, I was like, could it be?
It wasn't no could it be. That was a nice subliminal.
It might have been a nice subliminal.
Petty jab.
And Khaled's new record.
Uh-huh.
I had Drama Girl last summer, not right now.
Last year I had Drama Girl, not right now. I would never go and chat what we talking about. You the only one I know can fit.
Oh, he said right last now. Year I had Drama Girl.
Right, not right now.
Last year I had Drama Girl, not right now.
Was that a stab?
I think he was talking about, like, last year he had drama, like, you
beef.
Know.
No.
Yeah.
Come on.
Drama. It has to be.
No way.
You know Drake and his little
stab. That was a nice subliminal.
Well, I mean, I heard it, but he doesn't know my girl, so.
I just think it felt good for him to do it.
I be listening to his music. My girl be telling me to turn it off. Like, she's tired of it. So, you know what I'm saying?
See, that's just pettiness. See?
Nah. I heard that line, I was like, nah.
You kind of thought of it for a second, too. I said, damn.
But I'm just thinking last year he had Drama Girl. You know what I'm saying? Because I was like, well, he's never met my girl, so he can't be talking about me. That's just.
Did you ask her? Like,
yeah, you might need to ask.
Nah, I don't have
Drake
to ask.
We're talking about.
Nah.
You stop sure it. You didn't want to ask?
Come like, on. You know when you meet a girl, you run that. You get that off.
Yeah, you got to ask three. You got two.
Come on.
Definitely. Drake and Trey songs. You need to know off the
back. Those two right there.
Off the back. You need to know.
Drake and Trey.
You got to know. Drake and Trey songs.
And then Mate or Low one, too. Mate or Low.
So you really have to run it. You ran yours, too?
What
you ran
mean?
Your credit check?
I do that all the time.
You tell everybody?
Respectfully, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I mean, if it's going to get serious.
How do you do that, though? You just ask people you know?
What you mean?
Like, yo, you know her?
No. I go to the source.
But what if she says, well, I think the past is in the past. Why should we bring that up?
Thankfully, that didn't happen. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you leery of people that she says is her favorite artist?
Shut up.
What are you talking about, my girl?
Yeah, she rides. Nah, like, I love his music.
I'm in a
great place, man. I got a great girl. I don't have to worry about those things anymore.
Weren't you supposed to do another dedication with Wayne?
We talked about it, and it's like, you know, every time we mention it, the world kind of goes into a frenzy somewhat. But I think it's going to happen. You know, I got an intro on my album with Wayne that's like vintage Wayne that people are really excited about. So, you know, I think at some point we're going to do it. Normally, we wind up doing dedications after he does the Carter, so I think Carter 5 might come, and then we'll do Dedication 6.
Are there other artists that you were trying to sign that you missed out on? Like,
it's a couple. I almost signed Migos.
Ooh.
I had brought them to New York for the first time.
That would have been a big one.
Yeah, that would have been a good one. Shout out to those guys, though.
What happened? How'd you miss out? Not enough money?
The money wasn't coming out of my pocket, though. It's been a couple other artists.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, Drama, you have had such a long history, and so many crazy things have happened. You think you would ever document all of that?
Yeah, actually, I thought about that. You know, it's going on 10 years next year where we got raided, the big mixtape raid. Mm-hmm. So,
did you get your stuff back? All them cars and all that? Did you get?
We got a couple things back.
Why you want to celebrate the raid?
No, I'm not celebrating, but it's been,
it was
been
a turning
10 years.
Point.
I think it's time for us to tell our story. That's gotcha. What I was getting at, you know.
How would you do that?
I don't know yet. I'm thinking about it. You know, I talked to Angie about writing a book. We've been talking to a couple of people about maybe doing a documentary at some point. So I haven't figured it out. I still think it's a little little early. Like, we still got some things to do.
A lot of legendary mixtapes that you did, though. That raid was very monumental.
Right.
Now, that raid would be big.
When that happened,
because
that was a big turning point for the whole industry.
It's not too early.
Nah.
As far as mixtapes, yeah.
No, that was a turning point for mixtapes and mixtape DJs.
And then you went through a lot of different, you were there when different artists were beefing with each other and you were working with both sides.
Yeah.
So that was some very touchy situations. But you were kind of in the midst of all that.
Yeah.
There was even some FDJ dramas thrown around.
Yeah, the gift and the curse of the name.
Back then.
You could write a book called Gangsta Grills.
You think so?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. Because, I mean, you were there for some of the rise of some down south superstars.
Definitely.
Like, T.I. became a superstar. Right. Jeezy became a superstar.
Nah, I mean, I definitely want to tell the story. I definitely want to tell it. I just got to figure out the way to tell it.
All right.
Personality-wise, which of the artists that you work with do you think you gelled with the best?
Probably I would definitely say Jeezy and Wayne and Gucci. Jeezy, Wayne, Gucci.
That's interesting because you and Jeezy had a little slight issue at one point.
Yeah, that's old too.
Isn't Grove good?
Great. Man, Jeezy's one of my closest friends in the game.
Dope.
Right. How's Gucci? Have you seen Gucci since he was?
I haven't seen him. Right. I talked to him.
You follow him on Snapchat?
Yeah, I follow him on Snapchat. Yeah, and he's doing good though. He's in a good space.
Looks like he's in a good space.
He's great, yeah.
You think Atlanta's in a good space?
A great space. Great. I think Atlanta's always been in a good space. Yeah. I think dominantly, Atlanta's had one of the strongest runs in hip-hop.
I was arguing with somebody like, this the other day,
I mean,
what
are we going on, like 24, 25 years? Like, for real, like, when can you name a moment in the last dub, at least, where Atlanta hasn't been dominant, like, since Outkast?
Has it trumped 90s New York, 90s West Coast run?
Has it trumped? I will argue that Atlanta's run has been the longest run in hip-hop history.
It's been longer. Now, you can argue about, I guess,
I mean,
quality.
There's been some things that Atlanta's messed up.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
They put out some trash.
Ringtone rap is definitely Atlanta's fault. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. There's definitely been some quality control that has not been in order. But, I mean, if we take the success stories, if we take the Outkasts and the Ludacris's and the T.I.'s and the Jeezy's and the Gucci's and the Futures and the Chains and the Thugs and... it's in a good place.
It's definitely had the longest run.
Would you argue that?
Of everything. 90s hip-hop, New York, even 90s West Coast hip-hop.
New York, everybody's... you got to start New York from 80s, though.
Okay.
You got to start New York from 80s.
80 what? 88 to 94?
Nah, because you got to go back to Run DMC.
You got to go back to Run.
Yeah, so that's like 86, 85. 80s,
we had the 90s.
Yeah.
2000s, yeah, it was a split between New York and Atlanta.
50 was like the last... big New York splash.
Well, I guess not at all.
Nicki,
French Montana. Yeah. Well, Nicki, you got Fabulous.
Atlanta has to take some claim for Nicki, too, though.
That is a fact. And French. Atlanta got to take claim for French, too.
Yeah, we got to take a little bit of that.
Because that's when the sound sifted.
Definitely Nicki was in Atlanta doing her thing. I mean, she reps Queens, like I rep Philly.
And French would say he had to go to Atlanta.
He was there. He was there.
New York's still a little longer. South 55 more strong is.
All right, we got more with Drama in minutes. Matter of fact, right now, let's get into his new single. It's called Wishing. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was DJ Drama. It's called Wishing. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. DJ Drama is in the building. Now, Yee?
Now, if you had to smoke after somebody, Wiz or Snoop?
Oh, I can't pick that. That's two of my favorite smokers in the world. That's like everybody's dream to smoke with either one of them. You know, for me, I guess probably seeing that I like grew up and came up on Snoop and being able to, you know, have that as the homie, that's probably crazy exciting.
Snoop is the only one that's ever smoked in here.
Really?
Yeah, he's the only
one.
He
had a vape, though.
Yeah, we were like, all right, I'm not going to say
nothing. Nobody would tell him he couldn't. Then just let him go.
Yeah, there's certain people you just don't tell no to. I do that in my studio, too. I'd argue that Snoop's like the most known rapper in the world. Like, there's nowhere that Snoop can't go.
Right.
You know,
Snoop and Jay here.
I think Snoop.
Over Jay?
Snoop. Definitely.
Over Jay?
Like absolutely. Grandmoms and like.
You're talking about worldwide.
Like Zimbabwe.
Absolutely. Yes, man.
Snoop is probably the most known rapper in the world.
Over Jay?
I would think so.
I don't know.
I would think so.
Owner of the Nets?
Yes.
That's Snoop Dogg.
I don't know.
I think 50 too. I think Snoop and 50. I think grandmas know Snoop and 50.
Grandmas of all ethnicities from all walks of life.
What about Eminem?
Big. He's up there, but I still think Snoop is bigger.
Snoop is bigger than him.
Like, old white people know Snoop.
Because M is like a rapper. Snoop is like...
No.
What?
Remember that video when Jay was on the train in New York? The old white woman had no idea who Jay was. What's your name again? He said Sean.
I remember that. It was going to the Barclays
Center.
Going
to Barclays Center. Yeah. We good? We ain't got no drama with drama today? We all right?
I don't know. That's not. We're looking at you.
I think
why are you looking at me? I just want to make sure that you talk this interview.
Pretty much it.
Man. People going to watch this interview like, man, that was boring.
Man, that was boring. They didn't beat.
That's your fault, drama.
Why? Why is it my fault? I'm in a great
space.
I'm not
going to lie. Y'all did have another little bump in the road.
What was the bump?
What? Ooh, me and Envy?
Yeah.
No, we did.
I remember.
What are you
remember
talking
when
about?
Envy was mad about the Revolt DJ?
I was mad at every DJ there.
Oh, yeah. I don't think that was a personal thing.
Yeah, That didn't even have nothing to do with me and Envy.
The first one.
No, it was, and it was dope.
It had nothing to do with drama.
It had nothing to do. Yeah, we talked about that. That ain't had nothing to do with me. Me and Envy agreed on what the issue was.
You guys are so petty.
We spoke, though.
You ever got mad? Have you ever been mad at Envy for anything he's done? Because he's always mad at you.
Nah, I never been mad at Envy.
But you know what? Not for nothing, right? When his special came out, I said, I got to make sure I tweet this out. Because I said, if I don't tweet this out...
You look like you're hating.
I'm looking like I'm hating.
Respect
so I was like,
the DJ, man.
I called Brent and said, let me know the date, please.
Oh, no, there was one time Envy took a shot at me.
What happened?
Y'all was doing a TV show. And
that was a long time ago. What'd he do?
You
call me about that. Yeah,
it's nothing.
I do wonder why you haven't reached out to Drake, though.
What you mean?
Just to see if y'all good.
What?
You don't think so?
What you mean? Reach out to do what? I mean, if it ain't about no music, it ain't nothing to talk about.
But I mean, even just to say, yo, I ain't had nothing to do with
I've talked to Drake's peoples.
Oh, okay.
Me and Drake knows everything that happened, everything that went down from all sides.
They swear you put out those reference vocals.
I didn't put the reference tracks out.
They swear.
Who's they?
Everybody.
The one day that Khaled talked about on Snapchat.
Nah, yeah.
That
I don't,
one person?
I don't know who they are. They're looking at the wrong person. I done said this numerous times. And explained it. I didn't do that.
So if some people are mad, you
obviously those reference tracks were out there. Why they were out there? How they were out there? I mean, why don't y'all everybody go to the source?
Mm-hmm. Who's the source though?
DJ Drama's not the source.
You almost made it out of here, Drama.
Those are like hip hop mysteries.
He was like, that's it.
And it's a lot of them, right? You know a lot of secrets in this game, don't you?
Absolutely.
You know a lot of secrets in this game, don't you?
Absolutely.
And that's how they're gonna stay. That's how they stay to me. All right. You know?
There we go.
True indeed.
All right. It's not going to be the documentary or nothing, huh?
I mean, you know, 20 years from now, if the story needs to be told, that's different. You know what I'm saying?
We'll be watching.
We'll be watching.
I like Drake records, though.
I like Drake's rap records.
Yeah, I like Drake records.
A couple of the singing ones I've grown to appreciate.
Just a couple? Drake's dope. A
couple.
He makes good music. But outside of that, I ain't got nothing to talk about.
All
right. Why are y'all waffle-colored Negroes so petty? Light pigmented pettiness, ladies and gentlemen.
There you go. DJ Drama, it's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
This is the Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On the Breakfast Club.
So listen up. Nah.
Oh, that's new.
I can't get jiggy with that, man.
I like it. I thought you were about to dance. You got your little sleeveless hoodie on.
I thought you was about to cut a little rug, Envy. I can't get jiggy
like
with that.
That
one. I don't know.
All right, well, Drake's dad is launching his music career, and he has a new song. He has an R&B album coming out, Dennis Graham, and it's called Kinda Crazy is the first song. All right, check it out.
It's kinda crazy, but I feel you underneath my skin. I think it's where my obsession began.
A little jazzy there, okay.
Well, first of all, you cannot judge that record through the scale of Drake's music. You have to start at the Urban AC level. So he's competing with the Charlie Wilsons and the Ronald Isleys
of the
world, okay?
The OJs and all that, yeah, absolutely.
Right? That's where you start that at, okay?
I see what we doing, okay. All right, now, I just was reading this interview that Gucci Mane did in Vogue magazine. Pretty interesting interview. Because he is now very into his style, okay? He said, I love fashion and hip-hop right now. I love how people are just taking risks, and I love how they're embracing the high-end designers. There's a more fitted, grown, mature look now. He's actually serving the rest of his sentence. He has a few months left from his 3-year-plus prison sentence. He has to serve it on house arrest. He talked about losing 75 pounds.
Wow.
While he was locked
up. Drop one of Clues bombs for that, damn it. I'm all about some weight loss, damn it.
And he said that he actually kicked his lean habit, so that was a good thing, because that's what actually was putting a lot of weight on him. He eats very clean right now in addition to kale. He also eats squash, which he never ate before, zucchini, lots of cashews, peanuts, bananas, apples. He said, I love salmon and chicken, and I try to eat very clean. I drink about 120 to 130 ounces of water a day, and I
want
everything
God.
I eat on a chart so I can keep track of my daily intake.
That sounds like my diet. Drop one of Clues Bombs for Gucci's diet. I keep telling y'all,
shout to Gucci.
In order to change your life, you got to change your lifestyle. You got to make some changes, baby. You can't wrap yourself in plastic and just lay in the heat all day and think that that's going to cause you to lose weight. You got to make some real changes here, people.
Now, Gucci also said he works out 6 days a week from 9 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
Oh,
and
he
just
on it.
Started working with a trainer this past week because he wants to take his training to the next level. So he also boxes, works out with weights. He does a lot of cardio. He said he just bought a Stairmaster 2 days ago.
I'm all about that.
He works out on the elliptical, and he runs up and down the steps. He does burpees, sit-ups, works with an ab roller, and he gets in the pool and swims.
I'm not mad at nothing Gucci's doing. We all can do it. You can adopt that lifestyle if you want to, baby. Die to die, you fat ass.
All right, we're going to get Gucci some of this Gucci ghost clothing so he can really get fly before everybody else has it. But it was a very interesting read. And
what is Gucci ghost clothing?
It's part of Gucci, but it's like, I don't know if you've seen the new clothes, but Beyonce wore it on her tour.
I can't
it's like
afford
the graffiti
kind of inspired.
Yeah. Mm-mm. But we're going to get.
It's super duper expensive, too.
Now, yeah, I don't even know what y'all talking about.
Really nice.
So they got the car, so you have the ghost car and ghost clothes now?
Gucci
Dang,
ghost.
I'm just going to be Gucci
a spirit out here. Yeah. A rich spirit.
Tyga, a judge has issued a warrant for Tyga's arrest because he didn't show up in court. Now he's being sued for $480,000 because his landlord in Malibu got this judgment against him because he'd stopped paying rent, just left the house, and then apparently put all kinds of things in his home. This is back in 2011. He put a dance pole in the middle of the master bedroom. There was damaged glass tiles in the master bathroom showers, all kinds of issues. The intercom system was disconnected, damages, alterations. So they want him to actually pay for that. Also, he didn't pay his rent, and then he broke his lease. Well, guess what he was doing that he didn't show up to court?
What?
He was in Turks and Caicos for Kylie's birthday.
Hey, man, vagina coming first. Drop on the Clues Bombs for Tyga for having his priorities in order, damn it.
He about to go to jail.
Now, Tyga had said he was broke. That's why he didn't do the lease. He was having some financial issues. But then he just bought a Maybach for Kylie Jenner that was worth $200,000. So now they want him to come to court.
Come on now. Bae's birthday or court? It ain't like you on trial for anything serious,
I'm
okay?
I'm with you. I'm birthday.
You
got to
go. You got to pick your woman over that. You can do a few days in jail. You be all right.
You don't want to have to go to jail, though. And the family, of course, the Jenners, the Kardashians, they're upset because it looks bad on the family if Tyga ends up in jail.
Well, MTV should have fit the bill, okay? MTV got the King in with Tyga show. They got Tyga on there doing all of this balling. Okay, you should have fit the bill for that.
Anyway, I think it would be great on Keeping Up with the Kardashians for an episode.
Absolutely.
All right, well, that is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.
All right, Miss Yee. Charlamagne.
Yes.
Who are you giving a donkey to?
Well, listen, this guy, you know, is a habitual Donkey of the Day offender. He's due one. He's probably got the most Donkey of the Days out of any person ever. Donald Trump, please come to the front of the congregation. We'd like to have a word with you.
Another one?
He never gives us, he always gives us material, baby.
All right, we'll do that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
I was born a donkey.
It's the Donkey of the Day.
That's pretty funny.
Charlamagne the Devil?
Possibly. The Breakfast Club.
Yes, Donkey of the Day for Wednesday, August 10th goes the habitual Donkey of the Day offender, your GOP nominee, Donald J. Trump, and the J stands for jackass. What has he done now? Well, during a speech in Wilmington, North Carolina, Donald J. told people to shoot Hillary Clinton. Let's call it what it is, ladies and gentlemen. No need to beat around the bush here. You can use words like implied, insinuated, or you can say Donald J. Trump said in a roundabout way. However you want to spin it, he said it. Don't believe me? Go to the tape.
If she gets to pick her judges, nothing you can do, folks. Although the Second Amendment people, maybe there is. I don't know.
Now, I don't like to jump to conclusions based on what I think someone said. Okay, I like to come to conclusions based on what a person actually spoke. And when I hear this,
if she gets to pick her judges, nothing you can do, folks. Although the Second Amendment people, maybe there is, I don't know.
It sounds to me like Donald J. Trump is telling gun advocates to exercise their right to bear arms on Hillary Clinton. Now, I know Trump apologists are saying, that's not what Donald meant.
But if he meant anything other than violence, why not just say that? If he meant that he wants Second Amendment people to go out and vote against Hillary in November, why didn't he just say that? If he wants Second Amendment people to protest against Hillary, why not say that? You know why? Because that's not what he wanted. This sick psychopath, who some of y'all sick psychopaths want to be our next president, is encouraging violence against Hillary Clinton. Let's not act like he hasn't encouraged violence at rallies before. It's not so far-fetched. Listen.
If you see somebody getting ready to throw a tomato, knock the crap out of them, would you? Seriously. Okay? Just knock the hell. I promise you, I will pay for the legal fees. I promise. I promise.
Hey, we got more. You got more? You got more.
I would never give up my microphone. I thought that was disgusting. That showed such weakness. The way he was taken away by two young women. The microphone, they just took the whole place over. That will never happen with me. I don't know if I'll do the fighting myself or if other people will, but that was a disgrace.
Oh, and Trump apologists say he would never encourage violence. The worst part of this situation is Donald Trump is trying to get Hillary Clinton shot for no reason. Okay, let's deal with facts here, people. In 2008, when Hillary ran for president, and in 2016, running for president now, Hillary is... All she's ever done is call for stronger background check requirements, but she has always supported people's right to bear arms. All she says is she wants to keep guns out of the hands of people who shouldn't have them. Domestic abusers, violent felons, mentally ill people. We can all agree on that, right? In fact, Hillary Clinton said in the 2008 January presidential debate, "I believe in the Second Amendment. People have a right to bear arms, but I also believe that we can, you know, have a common sense approach to this." Okay, so not only did Donald J. Trump encourage violence against Hillary, he's doing it based off the lie that she wants to abolish people's Second Amendment rights. And this is the man on whom you place your faith? This is the man you want to be the next president of the United States of America? Is this how you plan to make America great again? By encouraging people to get shot through lies? Please give Donald J. Trump the biggest hee-haw, please.
All right.
He gets one a month. He could get one every week. But he gets like one a month. One hee-haw a month.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thank you for that donkey of the day. Up next is Ask Ye, 800-585-1051. If you got a question for Ye, you need some relationship advice. So any type of advice, you can call Ye right now, 800-585-1051. Call her up. She'll help you out with all your problems. Phone lines are wide open. She'll put you live on the air. Again, the number, 800-585-1051. Here's Jeremiah. It's we. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Notorious B.I.G. with Juicy. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. It's time for Ask Yee, 800-585-1051. If you got a question for Yee, call her right now. Hello, who's this?
This is Lisa.
Hey, Lisa. What's your question for Yee?
My ex-husband was a sports agent, and I met this one player, this one basketball player a couple years ago. We've been dating, and he's very reserved, doesn't have any children or anything like that.
Okay.
So I like him. Then I want to say about 3 months ago, another player happened to slide in my DM, and we've been speaking. We're cool or whatever. He has kids, which is a plus for me. He's more street, more outgoing, and more flashy than the other one.
So you like the fact that he has kids?
Yeah, I like that.
Okay.
So I don't know, you know, now to the point where the first guy who has no kids, he's very reserved, he wants to get married, but so does this other guy. So now I'm having two proposals parties, but I don't know who to choose.
So you've been lying to both of them and saying that you're only dating them?
Yes.
Because you know it's a small world and they could potentially find out about each other.
I know. That's not...
Now, how long have you been dating this second guy with the kids? And why do you like somebody with kids more? I'm just curious.
Because I have a 16-year-old daughter, so, you know, I want to know what his interaction with children are.
Okay, and what about his relationship with the kid's mom?
She died years ago.
Whoa, okay. All right, so you like the second one better is what it seems like.
I feel like we have more in common, but I like that the other guy is more reserved. I feel like I'm going to have less of an infidelity issue with him.
Okay, aside from the...
she worried about the infidelity issue? Okay.
Aside from the practicality of the situation... Which one do you like better? Because you can't choose either one until you at least are committed to one of them. Because the problem is you're getting a little bit from both of them and you're not putting your all into either one. There's no way.
Yeah. So who do you think I should
choose? Number one, you're not going to marry either one of them anytime soon because you haven't even been in a committed relationship to know what that's like with either one of them.
Well, the first guy, I travel to all the games. I'm like at every game with him. And the second guy, it's the off season now. So the second guy, we've kind of been together for the off season since April, because the other guy is overseas.
So it hasn't even really been that long.
No, with the second guy, but with the first guy, it's been a year.
And I'm just confused why, if things were going so well with the first guy, what made you decide to start talking to somebody else?
It just happened. It just, you know, we were just holding a conversation, and then it led to 4 months later, we're here.
So it's been only 4 months.
Yeah, we've never slept together or anything like that, because he said he didn't want to have sex until after marriage.
And you don't think he's dating anybody else?
I mean, that I don't know.
You don't even really know him. I don't even understand how y'all are even talking about marriage. If you don't know that if he's dating anybody else, he doesn't know if you are, because clearly you are, right?
Right.
So I don't understand. Y'all never slept together. How much time have you spent together?
We're together every day for the off season. Since April, we've been together every day.
And so where's your other boyfriend? I don't understand.
He's overseas.
But he doesn't call you, FaceTime you while you're with this other guy?
No.
You might just want to don't even think about marriage and you just continue dating, but you got to stop lying to people.
Okay.
But you're not going to get married, because that would be so dishonest of you, and you would, you know, eventually somebody's feelings are going to end up getting hurt. But I have a feeling that both of them probably are dating other people, because just remember, while you have time to do all this, what do you think they're doing?
Right.
And you never even had that conversation to know what's going on. Maybe you need to spend some time by yourself just dating to help find yourself, instead of thinking you got to jump into another marriage.
Got it.
All right. Well, good luck. And remember, you got to be honest with people, because if you get caught, you're going to look crazy.
All right.
All right. Good luck.
All right. Ask Yee. 800-585-1051. If you need relationship advice, you can call Yee now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Rihanna with Needed Me. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're in the middle of Ask Yee, 800-585-1051. If you got a question for Yee, you can call her now. Hello, who's this?
Crystal,
hey,
with a
Crystal.
K.
Hey, good morning. What's your question for Yee?
Hey, Crystal, with a K.
So, my husband asked me for a divorce, but he hasn't filed yet. But my question is, like, when in the whole process of getting divorced is it appropriate to start dating? Like, when we're legally divorced? Because that can take a while with custody and stuff like that. Or, like, when is it appropriate to start dating? And when it is, how do I do that being a single mom of two kids at 26?
Okay, first of all, there's never an appropriate time. You're going through the process of a divorce. That's on you. Don't worry about what other people think. Obviously, you were in a relationship that didn't work out. You're going through the process of a divorce. And you're right, it can take a long time. And so if you ask me for dating, that's just when you feel like you're ready. That's just when you feel like you're ready to move on. It's not about, what would this person think if I started dating? What's appropriate for you is what you feel in your heart.
Okay.
Now, your other question is what?
I'm young, kind of. I'm 26.
Yeah, you're very young, 26.
I have two kids. Mm-hmm. And I've never dated anybody. Like, my husband was my first boyfriend, and we got married and had kids. So where do I even go to look for guys that are, like, good quality? You know what I mean?
Well, I think about things that you're interested in that you like to do, whether it's, like, taking classes or going to certain places, things that maybe you take a vacation, go on a trip. I think whatever it is, whatever you do, just start out friends with somebody. Don't always look at it as, oh, we're going to jump into this and start dating. Is this potential husband material? Don't think that hard about it. Just when you go out and you meet people, just look at it as making new friendships. You make new friends with men, with women. It doesn't have to be so serious until you feel like you're ready to make that step.
Okay, awesome. Thank you.
All right, don't put too much pressure on yourself.
Thank you.
All right, good luck.
Good luck.
Bye, thanks.
All right, ask Yee.
That has to be hard. We went from one extreme to the other. One woman who's dating two guys that are NBA players, and then another woman who's only been with one guy and is getting divorced.
Mm. All right, well, ask Yee, 800-585-1051. You can always email Yee, breakfastclubam@gmail.com. Now, we got rumors on the way, Yee?
Yes, we're going to talk about Carmelo Anthony. Now, he's talking about other NBA players. You got to hear what he has to say about that. And Iggy Azalea, she's going to be on Wilding Out. And this might be an awkward moment. We'll tell you how she handles it.
All that and more. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All
the gossip. The Rumor Report. With Angela Yee.
It's the Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
So Carmelo Anthony sat down and did an interview with Hannah Storm. He was talking about his fourth Olympic run. And he also talked about police brutality, what he had to say about it, and why other athletes perhaps aren't so vocal.
I think people were surprised at the fact that an athlete of my stature stepped up to the plate and said something. You know, a lot of times with athletes, we are kind of afraid sometimes of speaking out on different issues. And I think the platform for us to say something, we needed our voice to be out there.
Drop on the clues bombs for Carmelo Anthony.
That's dope.
He's absolutely right. And athletes are scared because they're scared that they're going to offend the people that are cutting those checks for them, you know, and it's going to affect their endorsement deals. But sometimes you got to put morals over money.
He's always been a stand-up guy. Shout out to Melo.
Absolutely.
All right, now let's discuss Christina Milian. She's gotten a new job. She's actually going to be starring in a new Fox comedy horror series, Rocky Horror Picture Show. So she's going to be playing Magenta on that show. So that show actually debuts October 20th.
I think her career would have made for a better Fox horror comedy than whatever she's doing.
Listen, regardless, she does always get work. She did have her series.
Yeah, but her singing career was horribly
funny. Singing career maybe didn't go so well.
Horror comedy.
Everything else.
Her singing career is definitely a horror comedy.
She had some popping Mentos. She had what? She had the
poppin'
Dream.
Popping Mentos. What, mints?
I said Mendo. She had the Dream. Lil Wayne.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. She's
Nick
good at that. Oh, yeah. Drop on the clues bombs for her.
So
penis selection.
She ain't lose all the way around.
Yeah, her penis selection, she definitely got rich.
I mean, she has a real career, though. She's always doing some. She always has work.
I mean, so. I don't know how you define real and career in that sense, but yeah.
Okay. I mean, she acts for real. And she had a whole show on E.
Oh, okay.
All right. Jocelyn Hernandez has filed a restraining order against Tommy Lee. That restraining order has been upheld by the judge. So she has to stay 500 yards away from Jocelyn, which I'm surprised. Jocelyn don't seem like the type of person to ever want to get a restraining order because she's so...
Oh, Jocelyn got the restraining order?
Yeah, she asked for the restraining order against Tommy. Now, here they are talking on the Love & Hip Hop Atlanta reunion.
You had no idea she would file a restraining order?
No, like, what did I ever do to her? Like, you was a punk-ass to go ahead and do like that. I ain't even did nothing to you. What did I do?
You gave her some killer...
She genuinely looked upset.
Telling people you're going to shoot them in their face and trying to run them over, bottom line.
Jocelyn claims you actually tried to run her over in your car. Is that true?
Yeah.
You did?
Mm. Oh, that's the reason why.
I see why she get a restraining order. And plus, sometimes you get a restraining order, too, because you don't want to end up hurting somebody. Keep them away from you at all costs.
All right, now Iggy Azalea is going to be on Wildin' Out, and they've already posted some video footage of what's going to happen. Here she is, and you know, they went there.
Myself, my castmates, mm-hmm. and I know every dude in here would really like to know how much of that booty is really real.
Oh! Y'all don't want to know these guys over here?
Yes, yes.
All right, I'm going to put you up on game. It's real in your hands, but y'all don't need to be worrying about booty that's above your weight class.
Okay, so that was her response.
I heard mad crickets just now.
Yeah, that wasn't funny.
We don't even got no cricket sound effects, and I heard mad crickets. Like, I just heard crickets in my head.
Yeah, she didn't know what to say.
That joke was poorly delivered, poorly executed.
It's bad, all bad for her.
By the way, congratulations to Peter Guns, who had his baby, Peter and Amina Butterfly. This was interesting because Envy had his baby shower.
Mm-hmm.
Your daughter's name is going to be Brooklyn.
Uh-huh.
Now, Peter Guns and Amina Butterfly, their daughter's name is Bronx.
That's a horrible name for a young girl. Peter, that is terrible. How many kids Peter
Bronx.
Got? Why you wait till you have your 20th girl to name her the Bronx? You could have named one of the boys the
She's
Bronx.
She's not named the Bronx. She's just named Bronx.
Bronx?
Yeah, Bronx.
That's a little strong, bro.
That's a gamer tag on Xbox. It's not a name to go your whole life with.
Well, hopefully Bronx and Brooklyn don't end up battling later in life.
Did they at least give her a middle name that starts with an X? So you call her BX for short?
I don't know.
Bronx.
But that's the, you know, it's where it all started, right?
That's not like a woman who don't shave.
A Bronx?
Bronx. And Bronx Harry.
Be nice. A baby.
I ain't talking about a baby. I'm talking about a grown woman.
I don't know anybody else named Bronx.
Bronx. Peter.
Well, that is your Rumor Report. I'm Angela Yee.
All right, Miss Yee. Up next is the People's Choice Mix. You want to hear something? 800-585-1051. On a side note, happy birthday to the homie Michael Bivins, the OG.
Oh, salute to Biv.
Happy birthday.
I'm so upset that I aged out of the role because I always wanted to play Michael Bivins. Saying that for years.
Nothing like him.
Who?
You.
So what? You think the what's the boy from Empire look like him? Yes.
More than you do.
Boy, shut up. If you that waffle colored Negro don't look nothing like Michael Bivins.
And he could dance.
He's got more than I do.
You can't dance.
Lucius,
either.
One of Lucius' kids don't look nothing like Michael Bivins. Not even remotely.
And you can't dance.
Who can't dance? I can learn to dance.
No, you can't.
I can learn. Maybe not now. I'm old age, but back 10 years ago, I could have cut a rug.
Oh my goodness. All right. Okay. People's Choice mixes up next. It's the Breakfast Club. Oh, shout out to Revolt. Revolt. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Everybody watching the Revolt. We'll see you tomorrow. Are we going to play this for Michael Bivins? All right, well, happy birthday, Mike Bivins.
Shorty.
It's the Breakfast Club. Come on. It's your birthday. We're going to party.